Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, everyone. A few words I want to say. Five years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see. A day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be here and justice has not been served. My son deserved to live a full life, but a coward with a badge chose to value his life. Not to value his life, sorry. My son was murdered in cold blood with no remorse and no medical treatment. Mike laid in the street for 4.5 hours. As he laid there, he was dehumanized and disrespected. Neither of us as parents were given a chance to hold him, identify his lifeless body. No answers, no apology, no justice. So I stand here today to discuss the unsatisfied with the way my son's death was handled. And I am demanding evidence to be reanalyzed and accountability to follow. As a father, I value. As a father, I vow to protect my children. Well, on August 9th, 2014, that wasn't the case. I could not protect him that day, and it breaks my heart. I will stand and fight until the day I die for justice. Not too much has changed. My son was not the first to die by the hands of those who vowed to protect and serve. And sadly, he won't be the last. If anyone is confused about the fact of Mike Brown's murder, they just need to spend 1 hour and 30 minutes watching Stranger Fruit. All the facts of the murder are clearly lined up. My son deserved justice. It's unbelievable to the family and it's embarrassing to the city that Stranger Fruit has been on TV for a year. And all the evidence are on my son's murder. And the whole nation knows the truth. Yet this city still continues to do nothing. So I'm requesting for Wesley Bell to reopen this case.
Reopen Michael Brown.
Justice for Mike.
Thank you.
Any questions?
I'm sorry.
Have you talked with anyone from Wesley Bell's office about this case?
I definitely had a conversation with him. That's why I say this is not an attack. But I think processes need to be speeded up. Definitely people up under him has to check the evidence clearly, go through all the paperwork and make sure that it's able to be open. If it's able to be open, we'll have a day in court. If it's not, he said we just won't be doing anything. But what I am here today in front of you all and the world to demand someone to look at the case.
What is it in particular about the evidence that you've seen, the reports, et cetera? What is it particularly about the things that
Well, definitely everyone lied. That was on the force. The evidence does not match up. Have you watched Stranger Fruit?
I have not.
Check it out.
But can you kind of educate and enlighten the rest of folks
Well, definitely, you know, everyone covered up, from the chief all the way up to the guy that used to sit in his office. Everyone covered the evidence up.
The evidence
never
got the justice.
Definitely, definitely. You know, we had a private investigator come in. Definitely, they said that his hands was up, the way the entries was in and out, his arms. So that's a surrender pose. And he still was killed.
Are you confident with Wesley Bell? Do you trust him that he is going to do everything he can to reopen the case?
Like I say, this is not an ambush on Wesley Bell. I definitely respect this man as a man. You know, hopefully that he can see something that was flawed and we can reopen his case.
What if he's not able to?
Well, you know what? I still stand strong. I still stand tall. 10 toes down. I'm not going to stop.
Do you feel there's been any progress since 5 years ago in terms of the immigration
case? No. Still black and brown bodies are still being found on the ground. You know, so until we start getting more communication on the police side, you know, I'm not going to say that we're not in fault on certain things, but I think the badge and the uniform is what scares our people. I still cringe, you know? So just patrolling streets and not interacting with the community, of course, we're still gonna be in a cringy mode, you know? So somebody gotta start, and I think it needs to start with them.
What do you want people to take away from this day?
That his father's still standing, his family is still standing, and we're not stopping until we get some type of justice. I did a lot of research.
Were there any inconsistencies from one report to the next?
Of course. Have you read them?
I have not. Can you tell me what were some of the inconsistencies?
No.
You need to read them. You need to do some research, brother.
Research. Yeah. Come on. Yes. Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Did the store owner ever testify or say that Michael Brown Williams was in a strong robbery or danger or anything like that?
I definitely had a conversation with him, and it was just a misunderstanding. You know, Mike did not strong arm. This is just what the media put out.
Right, so that was
false.
That was false.
Mike, do you believe Wesley Bell was elected as a direct result of her son's death, and he at least owed you an opportunity?
I definitely don't feel like he owes me nothing, but I do think that he just needs to do his job.
Has Wesley Bell given you a time frame
as to
when things could happen if he makes a decision?
No, sir. No.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.